Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm John Batchelor, speaking with Victor Davis Hanson. His new book is The Dying Citizen. America's success is built on the middle classes. And the middle class's success is built on the constitution of our founders for more than 200 years, providing adequate checks and balances. In the constitution, however, is are pieces that are under review or under pressure by voices here in the 21st century. Nullification. Andrew Jackson. We all learned this in grade school. Andrew Jackson, 1832. The Civil War, 1857 to 1861, two instances of states, South Carolina with Jackson, and the Confederacy with the Dred Scott to the secession of late 60, early 61, leading to the Civil War. And then there was the nullification or attempted nullification during the 50s and 60s in the civil rights strife in the South. But now we come to nullification today. Victor, I can't find anywhere a serious argument for sanctuary cities now that they're sagging under the overwhelming number of immigrants who are arriving. The sanctuary cities suddenly want money from the central state. Are they rethinking this sanctuary virtue of these last years?
I think they are a little bit. There's 550 county, state, or municipal sanctuary cities, and that's just a euphemism for nullification of federal immigration law, where it says that if somebody is here illegally and commits a crime, we're not going to turn that person over to the immigration services. But lately, cases in San Francisco where people here unlawfully have committed murder or child pornography or something of that nature have been so odious that even the left-wing governance of San Francisco has said, wait, we want to make an exception to sanctuary cities. And it's very, the thing to remember about it, John, very quickly, is it's very asymmetrical. So that we have a whole corpus of federal legislation, but if a conservative community in Wyoming says, I don't think we want federal handgun registration, so you can just come in and buy a handgun the day you purchase it and take it home. Or if somebody said, you know, and I don't know, Alabama, we just don't feel that a Supreme Court ruling on abortion or anything applies to us, so we're just going to put somebody in jail on a state law. In other words, it opens up a whole can of worms that people on the conservative side can say, you know what? There's a lot of federal legislation that we don't like. We do not like some of the craziness of the Endangered Species Act. So if you're in Montana and you're building a home and you crush a little three-spotted lizard, go ahead and do it, even if it's on the endangered. But of course, the left cannot stomach that. And so it's asymmetrical is what I'm saying. Nullification is almost always a monopoly on the left. And when the right tries it in retaliation, they're soundly condemned by the left as being almost insurrectionaries.
The Constitution provides a mechanism to remove the president of the United States, the chief executive, before an election cycle. This is a man or a woman elected by the vote of the middle-class citizens of America. Has been true for more than 200 years. However, the distortion these days, and Victor very carefully explicated, is that impeachment has become a campaign strategy. How so, Victor?
Well, the founders were very clear that they wanted it not to be like a parliamentary system where when you lose popular support or the Congress, you would be impeached. In fact, that was a big argument about Andrew Johnson, who was impeached, not convicted by the Senate, because he was a first term president. And when they impeached Bill Clinton, the Republicans made it very clear that he was being impeached in his second term. Because obviously you have redress with a first term president. You can just not elect him again. But they did not want a first term president to lose when he lost his majority to be impeached. And that's exactly what happened with Donald Trump. As soon as he lost his majority in the House, he was impeached once. And then that was new. We hadn't seen that really since Andrew Johnson. And second, he was the only president to be impeached twice. He was the only president to be tried in the Senate when he was no longer president as a private citizen. And in both those impeachments, we didn't have a special counsel. Robert Mueller was not an impeachment special counsel, as we did in the case of the impending impeachment of Richard Nixon, who avoided it by, remember, resigning early. But so there was no special counsel report. There was no cross-examination. There was no lengthy discussion. It was just by almost by fiat. And that's a terrible precedent, because you see everything boomerangs. Now Joe Biden has about a lower approval rating than did Donald Trump. He has lost his Democratic majority in the House, and he may be impeached if that precedent were to hold. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to just impeach a president when he loses popular support in the House of Representatives in his first term.
We're looking at then the Constitution either being rejected, nullified, distorted, or abused, misused by elected officials as well participating in this. Is there your sense, we just have less than a minute here, your sense, are people listening to this as a warning? Because they've so distorted impeachment, it is now just a trick. It doesn't have any substance.
I think they are. And you can see that by any fair token, there is no southern border, that Mr. Mayorkas has deliberately destroyed immigration law under the orders of Joe Biden. Yet people are very reluctant to impeach Joe Biden because of this bad precedent that was set with Donald Trump.
And I agree with that. Hesitate. Victor David Hansen is the book, The Dying Citizen, and the Senate is set up to hesitate.
Yes.
We're going to turn to globalism and Davos Man when we come back. Victor Davis Hanson, The Dying Citizen. I'm John Madden.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.